KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 locally. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. And now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. I'll run through those first, and then we'll see if we've got any echo link stations, but we'll go through the pre-check-ins first. First, I'd like to say good evening to KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, and his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and their daughter, KA4ACL, that's Miss Ashley. They're all down in Simpsonville. Richard brings along K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, and KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're in Traveler's Rest. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel in Prosperity. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up at Table Rock. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat down in Fountain Inn. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack over in Greenville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And KM4BLH, that's Mr. Kurt over in Greenville. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt up there in Inman. And KO4ZYX, Mr. Daniel in Woodruff. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim in Pelzer. And K1CJW, that's Mr. Roland over in N4JBM, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Campobello. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Florence tonight. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony up in Asheville. And W4TOA, that's Mr. Grant in Cedar Mountain. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. Appreciate all these fine folks being with us tonight. Thanks for using the pre-check-in function of the repeater. I hope all y'all are doing well. To the RF check-ins now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I'm listening to the swap net.
Perfect double almost. And Miss Lorena won out. I got KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate all y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And David, I believe that was you down there in Possum Kingdom, but I'm not sure. But additional stations are unacknowledged stations in the Mike Drew Papa group. Call KI4DOS.
Wes? Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt, Western Greenville County. Be negative and negative, 73, you're all on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Gary, I'll hang around for the comments portion. I'll sit and talk with you for a little bit. Hello to you and everybody on the net, and thank you for calling the net, Gary.
For DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to say good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over there in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. I'll relay your message to Joy. And KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred. He's mobile down there in Piedmont on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful on your, out there on the mobile, and don't work too hard tonight. Have a great evening. And KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. You tell Miss Marie we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile tonight around Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel, and you be careful out there on the mobile as well. Tell Veronica and the rest of the family we said hello. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride, KO4RYP, Miss Anna. They're over there in Campobello. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Additional stations, Mike Drew Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move on up in the alphabet to the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wes.
Mr. Gary.
Enjoy.
Please check in November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative.
I'm 4DOS. Gary, please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Control. 8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edin Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Let's try Echo Link stations now. I got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, hello again. Hello again, Gary. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen at Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure and tell me a story hello from us.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy in just a little bit. She's in there watching some TV or something, or reading a book or both. I don't know what she's doing, but I'll tell her y'all said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We'll move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, Alpha 5 Whiskey, Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylor's negative and negative tonight. Good evening to all on the net.
Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
4DOS. Joy in the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4 Zulu Lima Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic. No table.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. Hope you're doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Around to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thomas Joy, we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta, Julia Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DRS. Please check in November 4 Delta, Julia Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. Mr. Dave over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And KN4CHY, Mr. Keith. He's down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. Hope you're doing well. Keith, you won the door prize tonight. You made number 50 on my log so far. So we do appreciate you being with us. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango, Michaelwind Central. Going to be negative and negative.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to K4 AFT. Mr. Michael down there in Central. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
KI-4-DOS. Seeing everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. N-4-H-H-C, Warren and Taylor's negative and negative.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
KO 4, HTX,
that's Patrick. And Penrose.
And Gary.
There is, I will be in and out tonight, and it was good to see you today.
This KI 4, DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren, over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick, up there in Penrose. At least we said hello. And I enjoyed our face-to-face QSO today as well. I hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
Wes, I did miss my turn. Please check me in slightly out of turn. This is November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, Doug and Walhalla. I'll be negative and negative this evening, 73 the net.
Never like to say good evening to N4AHO, Mr. Doug, down there in Walhalla. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Doug. Hope you're doing well. And, Doug, you're never out of turn just as long as you get on the logbook. Hope y'all are doing well. Y'all take care. Let's move on up now to the patient group on a Wednesday night, to India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I am up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now, this is where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in with Q4, India, Oscar, Echo. We'll see it in Metro, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Okay. Hello to Joy, too. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. I do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KK-4-JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. Hope you're doing well. And W-4-I-O-E, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher, a little further north. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you're doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope she's doing well. Y'all take care and stay warm and stay dry. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. My bride hollered in here and said I did not recognize her. K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she's talking to our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up there in Charlotte on the telephone. So we got him on the log via telephone relay. Well, we've been through the alphabet, so we'll go to the all call. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Whiskey 4 Whiskey.
KO4WOZ. My name is Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
DOS, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie, WA4KC. It's Juan in Greenville, no traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, no traffic, no comment.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to say good evening to W4WOZ, Mr. Rod over there in the land of Oz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Rod. Hope you're doing well. And W84KC, that's my buddy Juan over there in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan, he's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Mike 4, Uniform Delta Lima, KM4 UDL. This is Jack. I'm operating out of Welford, South Carolina tonight, and I'll be negative 73 on the net.
Say good evening to KM4UDL, Mr. Jack, up there in Welford tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jack. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Hello, South Carolina. If you can hear this rig, I like a couple of words for W4IOE. This is W4NTQ, and the handle is Eddie.
Eddie, if I could hear part of that, when you first key up, that thing has a tone on it. So key the microphone and wait just a second and give me your call again.
No wonder. I don't know somewhere I've been operating from that had tone on it there. So this is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. And I'd like a word for W4IOE, not Simpsonville, over.
All righty, Eddie, we got it. W4NTQ down there in Simpsonville. Eddie, go ahead and call, see it. If he jumps out of there sometimes pretty quick, so call your station.
W4IOE, this is W4NTQ. Sid, you're still there.
Good evening to you. This is W4IOE.
I just want to let you know I was got out of the hospital yesterday, you delayed, and I'm getting along fairly decent with all these different new doctors I got. Anyhow, I'll be listening to this then as much as I can. Simpsonville. So that's it.
The report. I hope Linda and the family's taking good care of you, and we've been missing you on 6-meter and the net you check in on. Eddie, you take good care of yourself, protect your health, and you have a good evening. W4NTQ, W4IOE back to me.
And thank you there. And KI4DOS, this W4NTQ. Thanks for letting me in there. Over.
Eddie, not a problem. Anytime you come on back, anytime you're welcome, anytime you can make it. And glad that you got out of the hospital, and hope everybody's going to take good care of you. I know they will. And hope you have a great evening. I know you're glad to be out of the hospital, and I do hope you're feeling a whole lot better. But take care there, young man. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS. That most everybody for the time being. This is KI-4-DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for those that checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI-4-DOS. KI-4-DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The 2-meter swap net. I'll get that out in a minute. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter monobander. It's in good condition. It's in the box with the accessories and the manual, and they would like $110 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is got a fellow looking for a Kenwood R5000 receiver. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT991A with the Mars mod. Has a DTMF microphone. Has a portable 0991 EB side rails with the handles. He has the original boxes, manuals, and everything that goes along with it. He says it's in perfect condition and he would like $1,100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation JST-245. That's an HF transceiver. Works 160 through 6 meters. Has an automatic antenna tuner built in. It does put out 150 watts, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Zayu X6100. That's an HF QRP transceiver. He has a case that he made for it, all the cables, and a USB cable for digital modes. And he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Got a fellow looking for a 3-wire rotator controller. It's like the old Channel Master TV type rotators. It doesn't have the 3 wires. He needs a rotator controller. Does anyone need any fields? Right here to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI-4-DOS.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Better late than never, I hope. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima, Victor, Mark, and Belton. Negative and negative, but I'm glad to be finally here. Over.
F4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to AF4LV, Mr. Mark, down there in Belton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. Tell the rest of the family we said hello. And, Mark, you're never late unless we close the net out. So you're in good shape. Appreciate you being with us and glad you made it in. SKI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up is looking for a receiver that covers the ham and shortwave bands. He would prefer a solid-state receiver if he could find one. But he would consider a Drake, a Helicrafters, or a Heath kit, something like that that covers the ham bands and short wave. Does anyone need any fields?
4NUE. Say that again. He's looking for or wanting or trying to sell?
He's looking for it, Chad. He's looking for one. He doesn't have one.
All right. Did he give you some contact information?
As a matter of fact, I can. KC4SKD, Mr. Larry over here in Easley is the one that's looking for that.
Do you want me to shoot him an email or you want him to call me?
You can send him an email.
I think he's good on QRZ, but let me see if I've got, I don't have his email address here, but he doesn't want me to give his phone number out over the air. Look him up on QRZ and see if his email is there. If it's not, I've got it somewhere else. I'll have to locate it, and I'll get it to you.
I've got a Drake and a Swan, I believe. But I'll go down there and verify. But I'll take care of it. I'll look him up and I'll take care of it.
I found it.
I'll shoot him an email with some pictures maybe tomorrow. But all right, bud, carry on.
Okay, Chad. Hope you and Larry can get together on that. He used to have one years ago, and he let it go, and now he wishes he kept it. So he's looking for one.
Well, the club's got one that they're wanting to sell, so I'll take care of it.
Thanks for asking, and hope you and Larry get together on that. Well, we got a pause here. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet? A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Please check in and out. November 4, Bravo, X-ray, Bravo. Herb and Shelby.
Herb, extra Herb up there in Shelby. Hope you're doing well, Herb. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well. All right, it's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is for sale. It's a Z1000 HF amplifier. It works 160 through 10 meters. It has a new power supply and new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR. Step IR beam antenna works 6 through 20 meters. Has the new motors and gears, new brackets, has the SD100 controller, and 100 feet of control cable. They said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? First item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter beam antenna. It's just it's a monoband beam. This covers 40 meters, and it's a big thing, folks. It works really well, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so I'm in good shape as far as that goes. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. Next one I got up on the wet, slippery stump tonight is KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over there in Campobello. Chad, what have you and Miss Anna been up to today?
And everybody on the net, not a whole lot today. Just kind of stayed in the house a little bit and cleaned up Ham Shack and got my old Simpson meter out. I did some repairs to it a couple weeks ago and put it back in its box, but I just decided I'd pull it out to, work on some of these circuits. And I'm going to tell you, I believe I like the thing better than the digital. It's not as accurate, but I mean, it's close enough, and it's just something about being able to see that needle move. If you need a quick reference or something, it's just a little bit easier on the eyes to watch the needle move. But I got it set up in here, been running my new circuit for the past couple of days, and hadn't had any hiccups with it. And that's pretty much it, I guess. I just went down to shop for a few minutes and was going to clean it up so he wouldn't have to look at a dirty shop tomorrow, but I said, to heck with it. he get used to it, so I just come on back up to the house.
Well, a shop. It's supposed to be clean and dirty. So, you know, if it's a little dirty, you know the people have been working. If it's spotless, you don't know if they've done anything or not. But I know you, and I know your shop. So that's all good there. As far as the Simpson goes, you know what they say, it's good enough for government work. I used one for years when I was in the military, and I guess you did too. I don't know. But those are just super good meters, and they have lasted a long, long time. Some of the new digital stuff is really nice, but it's hard to beat an old Simpson 260.
Issued to me. I had it in, I actually carried on both deployments with me. And it's beat up a little bit. I mean, nothing's cracked on it, but, you know, it works. And it's not a regular 260. I think it's a government contract, one of the government contract meters. It's got some additional functions on it that I can't quite remember what they're for. But anyway, it's set up here in the shop. It's set up here in Ham Shack, and I've been, you know, doing some cleaning on it, and took the cover off of it, and I had some of that old dust behind it. So I, you know, did it due diligence. It looks pretty good in here, and just trying to acquaint myself with it. I've been using digital so long, but you know, you have to. The old Simpsons have got multipliers on them, so you have to multiply, you figure by whatever the multiplier is. So it takes a little longer, but, you know, that's okay. It is what it is, and it's all about the enjoyment of, you know, trying to get things together. So I'll just take my time with it and have fun.
You know, that's the name of the game. You know, you're having fun with it. I'll tell you a little thing that happened to me. I was sitting out on the wingtip of a P3 Orion working on the ECM out there. It was in the wingtip. And I had my Simpson out there with me. And another guy came out on the wing. And he came to help me in reality. But he I don't know what happened to him. We were always clowning around, and he bumped me, and I dropped my meter, and it hit that tarmac down there, and it's asphalt and concrete. Where the planes were parked, it was concrete, and then the runways or the taxiways were asphalt. But that thing fell, I don't know, probably close to 20 feet, and it hit that concrete, and... Needless to say, when I carried it back into the shop, my shop chief was not happy with me.
Ah, right. I understand. I've been there before. You know, I took things back to you. We called it the C&E shop, Communication Electronics. And, burn up, holes burn in it. And, you know, they just kind of look at you funny. Yeah, you got to go in there and see a warrant officer and explain what happened, you know. And then, you know, fill out all the paperwork to get another one. But this one was given to me years ago when I worked in the C&E shop. And it was issued to me. And you keep them for so long, you know, they don't necessarily want them back. This one, you know, I had to send it out for a year to calibration and all that. Last time it was calibrated, I can't remember, 2000 maybe. So, like I said, I don't know how accurate it is. I can compare it with the digital in here. And it's pretty close, you know, depending on what range you're trying to measure and all that. But I think I'm going to put the fluke up and, you know, just try to use this for a little bit. But anyway, let me shift gears with you for just a second. So we still on for tomorrow, right?
In concern, we are.
We're Well, don't forget, bring all your bits and bobs. And I don't expect that to take too long, but we'll get it out on the drawing board and see what we can do.
Okay, well, that sounds good to me. I've got it all in the box, and I'll throw the box in the truck. And me and Ed will come on over there, and we'll sit there and scratch our head and draw it out on the table or something, and we'll figure it out from there. But I don't have any doubt that it'll be right when I leave there tomorrow afternoon, and to bring it home. And I can't wait to use it.
We might need to get the hitch on it to fit my truck. It might pull that Chevrolet in half.
Whenever you want to, I'll tie the back of my truck to the back of yours, and we'll see which one will outpull.
I got trouble, big trouble last time I did that, and Daddy was not happy with me. Got suspended from school for 3 days, so you can have it. I learned my lesson.
We pick at each other about our vehicles all the time, which is a good thing. My brother had a big Dodge Ram. This was, oh gosh, let me think. This was back about, I'm thinking about 84, 85, something of that nature. Might have been later than that. Might have been 1988. Anyway, his was brand new, and I had this old Toyota Hilux pickup truck. Give you some idea how old that thing was. And we had a snow that year, and my brothers, we worked together, and he said, I'll take you home. I said, no, I can make it home. No problem. He said, oh, you can't get out of the parking lot. There was a snow drift out there in front of my truck that was above the bumper. And I told him, I said, well, come on out here. If I can't get out of the parking lot, I said, I'll let you take me home. Well, there wasn't no snow underneath my vehicle because it'd been parked there for so long. And so I got in the truck, cranked it up, drove right over that big old snowbank, the snowdrift. And we went on about our business. He went on home, and I came home. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, I got a call, and it was my brother. I said, you all right? And he said, yeah. He said, I need a favor. I said, what do you need? He said, can you come get me? I'm stuck. Now, his big old Dodge was four-wheel drive. My little old Toyota Hilux was two-wheel drive.
Well, like I said, it is Chevrolet. They some perks, not many, but, you know, you'd be right twice a day, I guess.
Well, that little old Toyota, it was something else. I thought that thing was indestructible till I taught my kids to drive in it. And between Anthony and Stephen, they tore that little Toyota all to pieces. But I carried it deer hunting, and my buddies had big four-wheel drives. And they'd get down in the ruts, and I'd get up on the high spots. And I'd just go on about my business. And then when they got stuck, I'd pull them out. But I was up on the ridges. I wasn't down in the ruts. Because if I'd have got down in the ruts, I'd have been sitting on the frame.
Dad and I used to do a lot of hog hunting down in Florida, and down on the timber plants. Timber companies come in, strip, you know, thousands of acres, and then we go down there and hog hunt it. And they big canals with that old brackish black water, you know. And we just about have to have four wheel drive. Well, 1 year I bought an old Volkswagen Beetle. And it's the first engine I ever built, and fixed the thing up to hunt out of. And Dad drug that thing all the way down to Perry, Florida behind the truck. I didn't have no tag on it because the place we hunted was so big, you know. So he'd pull me to the hunt club every morning, and then we'd just you'd ride for, you know, the whole day, never see the same thing. Well, anyway. They realize that that little old Volkswagen would go places that, you know, four-wheel drives wouldn't. So anytime we need to get across the canal, he'd call me on the CB. I'd load a dog up or two dogs and get a running speed up. The thing wouldn't do but about 55 miles an hour. It was straining to do that. But I left the, there's some cooling vents that pulls heat off of the engine that runs underneath the car. And I left them off when I fixed the car up. Didn't think anything about it. You don't need no heat. And first mud hole I hit, Gary, I pulled those pipes off, and that water skidded up underneath that Volkswagen. And all that water came out under those vents, and it just soaked me, burnt the CB up, soaked me, just filled the car full of water. But you just get right across the top of the water. They'd all sit over there on the other side of the canal, and they'd just laugh, you know. But you say what you want. There ain't nothing but old, you know, surfboard with four wheels on it. It's got a flat belly pan on it. But I sure would. It'd get some speed up, and I'd just hit it as hard as I could hit it. But first time it filled, I hit one that filled the cab up full of water. I had to, you know, we took it back to camp, packed it full of tinfoil, keep it from happening again. But I had a good time with the thing, so I understand, you know, every vehicle's got its pluses and minuses, but I, you know, can't get over the Chevrolet, can't do it, bud.
I'm gonna tell on you just this once, Chad, but folks, I got it over on Chad. I went over to his house one day, and we decided to go get something to eat, and his truck was around in the front yard. Mine was right there at the shop, but I said, let's just take mine. And he said, okay. And he started to get in the passenger seat. I said, oh, you going to drive? Because I don't know where we're going.
Finish it, Gary.
Yeah, go ahead, finish it.
We'll go up to the restaurant. It's KO4 in UE. So we're going to go up to the restaurant up the road. And I kept noticing the thing, it just didn't have no power, you know. So I thought, well, it's just, you know, it's old Chevrolet, it's just about wore out anyway. So I didn't say nothing. So we got up to the restaurant, and we got out of the truck. It smelled this horrible smell. It just white smoke, you know, coming out from behind the truck. But I had Gary put his parking brake on, and I don't use a parking brake. When I put it in park on, you know, automatic, I leave it in park, but I didn't think to pull a parking brake up. And I don't know, we probably went 10, 15 miles, I guess. And Gary says, what's that smell? And I said, I don't know, Gary. I said, smells like a Chevrolet to me. You know, you get in a Chevrolet, it's oil and grease and clutch smell, brake smell. I thought it was just normal.
What you're really trying to tell them, Chad, is it had so much power it didn't matter if the parking brake was set or not. It just went right on. Oh, mate, that was a fun day. But now I've got all the stuff here in the house. I'm going to throw it out in the truck in the morning and head your way. You want me to bring anything?
No, I have coffee pot down in the shop, so we'll be set. But I got material laid out, so we'll just take a look at it and see what's going to be best for it, and then we'll go from there. But I don't think it's going to be too big of a deal. But just come at your convenience. I'll be here all day.
We'll do that. Well, hey, this KI4DOS from the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KO4NUE. I guess we better do that. Went and met Patrick today, and I came home and I told Joy, I said, uh-huh. I said, I made our youngest son happy today. She said, why is that? I said, I went out and bought some new sockets. And she looked at me sort of funny. I said, you know, Anthony don't want any of the tools. Stephen's going to get all my tools. And she just started laughing.
I see. Okay, well, I mean that's good ones to give for a gift. But at any rate, well, Gary, sounds like you got a good net going, and appreciate you hanging around talking with me for a few minutes. But I'm gonna duck on out. I'm gonna get a good shower and then bed down. But you tell Miss Joyce we said hello, and y'all have a good night, and I'll see you sometime in the morning. It's KO4NUE and everybody on the net, 73.
Thanks for hanging in there and talking with me a little bit. And if you can't tell anything else about me to anybody else, you can tell them I got you to drive a Chevrolet. I'll let it go with that. You and Anna have a great evening. Get you some shut-eye, and I'll see you in the morning. Take care there, my friend. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Move one more. K4ROW, Richard, Greenville, no traffic. Go round table. Good evening.
Richard, I've always got room for one more. That would like to say good evening to K4ROW, Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Have a good evening. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KO4PXP.
Mayor Lloyd?
KO4NUE, Chad, story about the Volkswagen. Whenever y'all get a chance, Chad, if you're still listening, listen to Jerry Flowers talk about the first time he ever got a Volkswagen. That is absolutely the most funniest story you'll ever want to hear.
Well, I've had a lot of fun in those Volkswagens. Not necessarily in them, but I've been behind them and in them and both. When I was in high school, there was one of the guys had a Volkswagen, and we got the hood off of a 1951 Chevrolet car, and we tied a rope to it and tied it to the back of that Volkswagen, and he pulled us all over northern Greenville County on these snowy, icy roads, and nobody got hurt, believe it or not.
One part I remember about him talking about the Volkswagen, they bought it somewhere in a warmer climate, and then they were taking it up to like Pennsylvania or somewhere in that area, and it started getting cold, and they couldn't figure out how to turn the heat on, so they saw the two slide levers in the middle of the console, and of course that's the heater levers, and when Jerry Clowers mentioned about pulling that, he didn't want to do that because he thought the bottom of the Volkswagen would fall out.
I can imagine that. Another good thing about the Volkswagen, you pull into the gas station and they couldn't find a gas cap.
Also, they were joking about couldn't find reverse, that they had to pull around and go around the block to come in because they were too far away from the pump.
I tell you what, those Volkswagens were pretty doggone good animals. Good vehicles. They were hard to tear up and that sort of thing. But yeah, you're right about the heat. They weren't the warmest things in the world until they got really good and warmed up and you drove slow. But they were good vehicles, no doubt about it.
This is a funny story that we used to do in the military when you were talking about skiing behind or pretty much being on snow and being pulled around. We used to have these rubber boots on that were pretty much water boots to keep your feet dry. And in Germany, when we were in the field, we actually held on to the handles of a deuce and a half, and we would be sledded in the tracks of the deuce and a half truck. That was a fun, of course, dangerous as all I imagine, but you know, no one ever said anything to it, but they definitely would now.
Just imagine what the Army or the military would say to the fellows that were sliding down the road behind a deuce and a half with rubber boots on. That would be amazing. But, oh gosh, I don't know. I never got over across the Atlantic. I've been all over the Pacific and all of that. So I never got to Germany. My wife is part German, German descent, and she's gotten over across the Atlantic, but she's never been across the Pacific. So I guess, yeah, between the two of us, we've been just about all the way around.